This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, happy Friday to you. I mean that. I sounded gruff. Happy Friday to you, brother. Sounded very, very gruff saying that, but hope you're having a relaxing one. Hope you're, frankly, hope you're blowing off work early and you're driving home right now listening to this show because you're starting the weekend early and you're going to kick it and relax. See, there's my peace offering. Chris, you're so mean. You hate the Steelers. You're a Browns fan. You didn't like the Watt deal. Blah, blah, blah. No. I want the best for you. That means you and all of my listeners. Well, most of them. Anyway, gaze upon the works of Mark Cabali, who will be in this building in like 45 minutes, and despair. The headline on his article, which of course he just publishes on X, the app formerly known as Twitter, the Everything app. Cabali: there is no gray area remaining for the Steelers following TJ Watt's extension. I said, okay, interesting. Cabali, first sentence, lead graph, J School 101, column writing 101. Catch him with a snappy lead. Intern Jack's running the board. I don't know if he or Donnie ever wanted to be a writer, but that's what they tell you. They say, catch him with a good lead, and then hit him with a good kicker, and they'll remember both of them. Cabali's lead, you can pretty much call it the perfect offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Really, you can. I guess you can. I just don't think that's true. Cabali: it's hard to fathom when general manager Omar Khan, head coach Mike Tomlin, and Art Rooney II sat down together a few weeks ago after yet another embarrassing playoff performance 7 months ago and scratched out a plan for the upcoming season that everything they set out to do, they accomplished. That's a run-on sentence, but I'll let it go. What I wouldn't do to see the original plan now after they put a cap on their offseason Thursday by signing TJ Watt to a record-breaking contract that'll keep him with the team through the 2028 season, if that initial plan wasn't indeed how it turned out to be, everybody needs a raise. I'm sorry. I'm having perfect offseason. That's what we're going with. Not to be, like, a perfect offseason would be, what is it, Duke Tobin still running the Bengals? Steelers kidnap Duke Tobin, hold him for ransom, get Bengals to trade Joe Burrow to Steelers for 7th-round conditional pick. Let's recount the offseason, shall we? Let's, you know, make heads or tails of it. Okay, quarterback situation. The owner himself implied that he wanted one of Justin Fields or Russell Wilson back. Russell Wilson, it became obvious they didn't have much interest in. Justin Fields, however it shook out, the Jets offered him enough money that the Steelers didn't want to match that, didn't want to make Justin Fields their quarterback, didn't feel good about that. The owner and the head coach, I suspect, might have had very different opinions on how they wanted the quarterback search to go. Just a thought. Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback after the owner said he wanted one of the two guys who played quarterback last year. That saga dragged out, but ultimately it was more fun for us in the media business than it was humiliating for them. Rodgers signed. Rodgers showed up. Rodgers seems to be a happy camper. Gun to my head, I think Rodgers will be better than either of those other two guys would have been. Fine. Call that a net win. Najee Harris, they didn't make this mistake of keeping him around. Fine. Good. George Pickens, they decided to cut bait with him, traded him, got a decent return for him, then decided to use this year's second-round pick on DK Metcalf and promptly handed him what amounted to 2 years guaranteed at $31 million per. Okay, so Rodgers, goodbye George, hello DK, and now TJ Watt signed to a big boy deal. I don't know. Call me crazy here. Let's just say for argument's sake, you're happy that the Watt deal got done. You just wanted to see it get done. You think it's going to have some sort of intangible benefit for the team. How is it the perfect offseason for the Steelers? What is their win total this year, Don? Do you remember? Throw it out there for me if you got it. The Steelers, what's their Vegas over-under? Was it 8.5? Was it 9.5? Where were we?
8.5, like it has been for like 5 years.
Have you checked it again today? Did you happen to look and see team futures over-unders? I would be willing to bet that after what Mark called a perfect offseason, their team win-loss total is exactly where it was when the offseason started, 8.5. I bet you none of the things they have done have moved that win-loss total number an inch. So I guess I'm scratching my head here at how you would call an offseason where they had to scramble to figure out their quarterback situation, occasionally felt like it was they were being twisted in the wind by Aaron Rodgers until he finally brought himself in here and signed on the dotted line. Had to trade, like, on what, I don't care, like, what you think of how they decided to backfill the position. Well, technically, obviously, the trade for Metcalf happened first, and then, of course, the George Pickens deal happened that later, so I should get my timelines right. They bring in Metcalf. People are wondering if they're going to try to really load up. They trade away Pickens. Okay? That is an admittance of failure on one level or another with Pickens. Metcalf, I think, is a good, sometimes very good receiver. I have misgivings about him as, like, an alpha dog number one. I think he's somewhere around, like, the 18th to 20th best receiver in football. We could play the who's better game and probably have a lot of fun with that. They bring him in. Okay, good. You filled in. You loaded up your room very briefly. Then you subtracted a guy that some people wanted to keep around here in George Pickens. Where's the perfect offseason? What am I missing here? He also goes on, does Mark, to say, and we'll have it. The best part is we're going to have a chance to have Kabali in here in like 40 minutes, and I'll just say all this stuff right to him. He's almost certainly listening right now, so I'm sure he's sharpening his knives and preparing whatever arguments he can to counter me. He talked about how, as of last week, the two sides weren't close on guaranteed money, length of deal, and total value, that there are all these sticking points. Did we not read yesterday that this deal was in the works for a while, which suggests that the sides were actually pretty close and had been talking actively? When I hear that CAA and the Steelers were working on this deal for a while, that doesn't mean to me that it all came together, you know, slap, bang, boom here at the last second. That makes me think that they were probably doing fine for a while. So he writes, Watt gets his security. Steelers get the best edge rusher in the league. I would disagree. He's like second or third, probably second, maybe third, locked up heading into the season. He is giving them high marks for turning a potentially difficult negotiation into something that's a non-issue. And then he eventually gets to the fact that now the difficult part happens and you've got to put up or shut up. He said they have a better roster than they did when they got thumped in Baltimore in a playoff game in early January. They are significantly better, and there's no debating that. Don, I need you to get back on the mic. Does this team look significantly better to you? Subtract Minka, add Jalen, add Jonnu. I think that is a net positive. I'm not a complete hater. I think two good players for one guy who should be better than both of them, but probably isn't anymore, at least the way they were using him. Okay. Metcalf is better than Pickens. But you still took Pickens out of that picture. Caleb Johnson, I hope, is better than Najee Harris, but you drafted a guy who in physical build resembles Najee Harris. Like, I guess I would want to know how people feel about this being a significantly better roster. I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
I think they are better. I wouldn't use significantly.
Significantly like better significantly, implies you think they're going to win a playoff game or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm also going from how they were 10-7 last year. If I'm saying significantly better, then I would think they're going to go like 14-3 this year. Instead, I'm going to go with 11-6.
Man, he's writing stuff in here that makes it seem like he thinks this is, he buys the all-in stuff. Seriously, there's no gray area left for this organization. They took care of that by the players they added and the pedigree that comes with them. Do I have to tap the if Aaron Rodgers was still 2021 MVP Aaron Rodgers, he wouldn't have been available for like $13 million sign again? Do I have to do don't make me hit the sign, folks. Listen, I think that they are better than they ended last year. I have to cross my fingers and hope that Broderick Jones is better at the position he was supposed to play. I have to hope that Aaron Rodgers is energized going into a season, and I am. I am hopeful about Rodgers. That because this is his last year and everybody knows it's his last year, there's going to be better vibes than there were with Russell Wilson. Still, though, he was available for a reason. Did they get better in the Minka trade? Yeah. I doubt their win total has moved. My expectations really aren't changed. I guess I feel like because of Rodgers' name recognition that if they get to the playoffs, they have more of a puncher's chance than they have with some of these other guys in the past. But let's be real. One of the big problems with Rodgers, even when he was putting up huge numbers in those late years in Green Bay, was that he folded up in the playoffs and didn't play well. Do you agree with Mark Cabali? The lead sentence here, you can pretty much call it the perfect offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do you agree with Kaboom, who says they had a perfect offseason? If you don't, tell me why. How would you characterize it? I'd say they had a tumultuous offseason. It was a lot of activity. I'm not sure they got any better. It was like a boxer just throwing punches everywhere. I'm not sure how many of them landed. A flurry of activity, improvement, that's another.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Muller, PM team, solo. Andrew Filippone. I don't know why he has FOMO, Don. I don't. It's his daughter's second birthday, big weekend. He traveled a little bit for it. I texted Amanda. I said, how is he? I just have to know. And she said, he seems a little bit off, a little on edge. You want to know what apparently one of his big issues was yesterday with the Watt deal? That one of his sources didn't tip him off that it was happening before it happened, that he found out from like his father-in-law. So I guess he was very much down bad that he didn't have his usual his usual suspects did not give him a little clue in before it happened.
Well, one of his usual suspects apparently told him that a team from what, the NFC West, AFC West called and offered, and the Steelers said no.
That part could have been true because it sounds like they really did rebuff anything, but still, man, he's in agony out there. I am the son of an English teacher. Words have meaning. And calling it a perfect offseason for the Steelers, which Mark Cabali did in his big column, would suggest that they literally could not have done anything better than exactly what they did. That these were all 10 out of 10 outcomes. I disagree. I think you can ask a couple of very basic questions. Are the Steelers better now than they were when last year ended? I think the answer to that is yes. I do. I think their quarterback play will be better. I'm going to go cross my fingers. I'm looking up. If you're watching on YouTube, I am looking up to the non-existent heavens in this studio. I'm just looking at very bright studio lights. If I do this long enough, I'm going to sneeze. And I am going to cross my fingers and hope that Broderick Jones is going to go to left tackle where God intended him to play and be really good for 10 years. Okay? I'm going to hope Troy Fautanu is healthy. These are hoping things. You can bleep in one hand, fill it with excrement, and you can wish in the other hand and hope in the other hand and see which one fills up faster. I think they got better. They traded for a more valuable position, safety to corner, and then added a tight end in Jonnu Smith, who's an Arthur Smith favorite. I think that part will work out well. I think Jalen Ramsey could work out well. I think DK Metcalf could work out well. But man, a lot of these things are asking for a lot of pieces to fall into place quickly to say that it's a perfect offseason. I'm not going to be a hypocrite because I've wanted them to try to draft a young quarterback for a while, and I've targeted this coming year's draft as one that's likely to have somebody that everyone really wants. Maybe a Lenoris Sellers. Maybe somebody else has a Joe Burrow-like run right to the top that comes out of semi-obscurity and they just look like $1 million or whatever, and they're the obvious pick and the Steelers have access to them and whatever. But like, I'm not going to be the guy who says they should have pursued and tried to find a way to get Geno Smith, or they should have tried to find a way to get Sam Darnold here, because I had not wanted those stopgap fixes. That said, I think Geno Smith would be better than Aaron Rodgers. I actually think he is better than him at this point in time. But a perfect offseason, I don't know. It feels like, more than anything, I guess the most honest thing I can come up with is it's an acceptable offseason. What happens when you put a car in park and slam the gas pedal down and maybe steer the wheel, right? You don't go anywhere, but it looks like you're doing a lot of stuff. Their offseason's been fine. From my perspective, it's been a lot of fun to watch because there's been something to talk about a lot. It hasn't just been like twiddling your thumbs and waiting for training camp to start. But I don't want to confuse activity for definitive improvement. And I feel like that's to some degree what Mark is doing. 412-928-9370 on Twitter. You can follow us there at 93.7 The Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We got Johnny in Farrell to sound off. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, man. Were there quotations around perfect in that article?
No.
That could change the meaning a little bit.
No, there were not. Trust me. I looked. Johnny, I thought, is he doing scare quotes? Is he being sarcastic? No, he said you could pretty much call it a perfect offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'll tell you what.
I'm going to have Cabali go. Here's what I'm going to have Cabali do. When he comes in here for his hour with me, I'm going to find a clear cup in here. I'm going to call somebody at a testing center. I'm going to make him go to the bathroom and pee in a cup. We got to drug test him for this take.
Well, I'm smoking right now, and I make sense.
I assume when you say I'm smoking right now, you don't mean cigarettes, huh, buddy?
No, well, I'm actually smoking a cigarette, too.
So what, you're doing the equivalent of double fisting here?
Well, no, I took a break right before you called. Good thing I got the coughs out, for real, because then you said Johnny. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Man, your Friday's already started. It might be Saturday where you're
man.
At.
Well, just, you know, doing some gardening and chilling in the garage.
Oh, I bet you're cultivating plants, my friend. I bet
no,
you are.
No, for real. Tomatoes and peppers and
what
zucchini
kind of tomatoes?
And basil.
Ooh, that's a good run.
Roma, the big boys, you know, the beef steaks. The wife, the girlfriend likes those. Those are for show. Give me the Romas. Give me the San Marzanos any day. You know what I mean?
Johnny, I do. I hope you have a great weekend, brother. That is like Johnny the Barber's chill cousin somehow, like brother in arms there.
It might be Jeff Spicoli's cousin.
I love, yeah, I got a doobie and I got a cigarette. And I'm just growing tomatoes, bro. Was that a Freudian slip? He called it the wife and then he went, ah, the girlfriend. That's like the old, that's the old Mitch Hedberg joke. I don't have a girlfriend. I just have a girl who would be really mad if she heard me say that, which is one of his all-time best. Martin is in Uniontown, presumably not high yet.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, Martin. How are you?
I'm doing good. Like I said, I just hope the Steelers have a good year this year, and I hope the Steelers can shut Ryan Clark up just a little bit, because I like the way that Omar Khan made those moves. I think they're trying to go for it. They're trying to do something, because they don't want to lose the gate. They don't want to lose all that attendance and all that.
What do you think they're trying to do, win a playoff game or win the Super Bowl?
I think I'd like to see him make it all the way to the AFC Championship. And if they get to the Super Bowl, I'd like to see him, if they can win it, God bless them and try it.
It's Friday, folks. It's Friday. It's 3:22. We're all feeling great. If you want to see the Steelers get to the Super Bowl, what do we need, Donnie? Somebody, a very sociopathic person with a lead pipe to hit the knees of Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, possibly C.J. Stroud, possibly Justin Herbert, possibly, hell, even Bo Nix, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Am I missing any? I think we get it.
Tonya Harding can call her crew in.
Galooly. That was the guy's name, Jeff Galooly. I don't know if he's dead or not, though. I didn't want to say Galooly, you know, Sully the Dead if he is. Am I pulling really quick here? I guess we could do a check. Do you or do you not think I am pulling a Filippone? Is Jeff Galooly dead?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never looked into the guy at all.
He doesn't really have much of a Wikipedia page. I'm going to assume. Hold on. Yeah, I'm going to assume that Jeff Galooly, alive. Huh. Yeah, he masterminded that attack with Tonya Harding. You ever see I, Tonya? Good movie.
I haven't seen it, but yeah. I've heard good things.
I think Sarah would like that one. I think you would, actually, too. That music means it is time for the Donnie D Brief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. You know how this drill works. Donnie takes the biggest story in the football world, and he says, hey, Chris, you going to talk about that today? And I say no. And then he goes, okay, that's going to be my debrief topic. Actually, it doesn't work like that. Donnie just kind of springs it on us really in the moment so that we just react to it organically.
Do you prefer that way or do you prefer?
I do prefer the organic way. I always give Pony a hard time because he likes to withhold things from both of us, especially me, the co-host.
Yes.
He has little like tricks up his sleeve and I always give him a hard time for it, but it always elicits a much better reaction. Do you know why I was conditioned, though, to not like it? Starkey hated it when I would surprise him with stuff sometimes. Unless it was, like, a fun topic. If I would, like, hold back, like, a little piece of an argument or some little detail, and then he knew it was, like, a game changer for the argument, he'd always feel like that was unfair pool. Like, we should basically have, yeah, hold on, here, I'll do it for the YouTuber. I would say, just imagine, you know, I'm saying something, I would get him, and he'd go, knock the headphones right off his ears. By the way, speaking of our friends at Saloni's, you can check out the latest episode of Breaking Bread. It's also brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Donnie sits down with Pat Fryermuth. It was an awesome talk you guys had, available on our 93.7 The Fan YouTube page. All right, Don, hit us with the debrief.
The debrief, July 18, 2025. So this is a funny Friday one, I think, Malzy, but it's not a funny Friday for Lloyd Howell, who is the former NFLPA executive director who resigned last night. Your boy Ari Myroff was all over this. ESPN reported this morning that Howell charged the union for two strip club visits, including a $738 car ride from the airport to Tootsie's Cabaret in Florida. And then his quote, when questioned about the strip club visit, quote, player engagement event to support and grow our union. I might keep that quote in the notes for safekeeping.
Player engagement event to support and grow our union at Tootsie's Gentlemen's Club in Florida.
Tootsie's Cabaret.
Tootsie's Cabaret, yes. First thought, you go to the strip club. Let's say your wife or girlfriend doesn't have an issue per se with you going to strip clubs, but like you don't tell her, and so she thinks that's kind of funny. You say, oh, I forgot, honey. It was a, what was his explanation again?
It was a player engagement event to support and grow our union.
Honey, it was a player engagement event. That's why we were there, to support and grow our union. Man, that's a tough scene right there. That, like, just that that's the best you've got? Just say, yeah, you caught me. I went to the strip club and racked up. Why are you doing that, though? If he's the head of the union, it's on the company card, right? Like, it's charged to the union.
Yep.
Isn't the simplest thing there just don't charge it to, like, who you work for?
Yeah, that would be my
thinking. Don't bill. Like, just know, you pay for that, buddy. You probably make a lot of money.
Right.
You can afford $700 at the booby bar.
I'd be, yeah, like, use your own personal funds.
Didn't Hugh Freeze get in trouble at Liberty for that? Wasn't he, like, calling up escorts on us on a university phone?
I think it was something like that with him. I can't remember.
I have a buddy who works in some sort of, like, finance field, and we were just laughing because he was saying he's, like, an old school, like, if I could have a flip phone, I would, and then he had to get a smartphone. And I was laughing. I was like, so, first time you got the smartphone, you checked out some of those sites we all have looked at on the smartphones. He goes, I've never looked once. They audit everything I do on that phone. He's like, all he does is like check stock prices and stuff like that.
Wow.
The restraint?
Yeah. I mean, because clearly you see what Lloyd Howe did to get himself in some hot water. I mean, should I take that up in our next fan engagement meeting that we have?
Dude,
Craig, I have a good idea.
Oh, man. If he was like, hey, we just want to know how we can make you guys happier at work, be like, how about we go to the strip club? Where we go, cheerleaders, maybe? How about we go there for a fan team engagement meeting to grow the strength and strengthen our team? All the producers have just been begging for it, Craig. Come on, brother.
And let me tell you, we got some thirsty producers out there, Craig.
Oh, my God. They're all parched in the desert. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the thirstiest producer of all? I mean, it's got to be Bechtold, right? I mean, Callis is not single
anymore. Correct, yeah.
Nelly's thirsty for one thing, and that is a five-team parlay to hit.
Yes.
Nelly has really picked up and run with the degenerate gambler at the station mantle. You are engaged to be married. We've got your save the date right on our fridge in a place of prominence. Who else am I missing out on here? Is engaged.
Yeah,
Gorgeous,
I would say it's Austin or it's Dom.
Dom's like thirsty in the way, though, that he's just like a dog running in circles. You know what I mean? He's like, he's barking at everything he sees, to use that phrase. Austin feels more like a guy that is in the desert, and he's wandering, and he is looking for an oasis.
Well, it sounds like apparently the other day he was telling Joe about all these secret dates he went on, I guess.
Secret dates.
Maybe the girl's in Canada. We've never met her.
She's too cool.
That old line.
She's too cool for you guys. She'll never come down here. She's up in Canada. That was always a good one. Anything else on our friend Lloyd?
No, I did just want to get that one out there because I thought it would be a funny Friday.
Greatest Lloyds in history.
Lloyd Christmas.
Lloyd McClendon. Lloyd Bridges.
What about Greg Lloyd?
Greg Lloyd, oh, if Greg Lloyd heard us not mention him as a great Lloyd, he would be pissed. What else? Do we have any other Lloyds we're forgetting? Greatest Tootsies in history. Tootsies in Florida, I guess. That's the only one we got.
See, I immediately thought of the one in Nashville.
Hold on, did he go? Yeah, so did I thought of that too. Did he go by himself? That's the other thing. Did you rack 700?
So if that's the case,
then that's a complete fabrication.
Yeah,
by
like
him.
Does he make that quote?
I don't know. Like, if you spend $700 in a strip club is not like some inordinate amount of money. It can pile up quick. We've all probably had a friend go a little too hog wild and it piles up
quick.
Yeah,
fortunately, I've never been that friend.
I've never been the main character either. Haven't gone to a ton of them in my life, but I've gone to enough. Haven't been the main character. If it was a team building thing, surely they could pretty quickly disprove that anybody was actually there. If it was like a bunch of people from the union and they only spent $700 and that was really on the up and up, then everyone basically paid their cover fee and left.
Yeah. Then he'd be in the clear, I think.
People now are hypothesizing what certain people on the fan staff would be like in strip clubs. Brent tweets in or messages in on YouTube. The team arrives there, and Pomp has been sitting for hours in his pimp hat. He recommends the buffet for the squad. Guys, try it. There's sushi up there. I know. It's all you can eat. You wouldn't think it's great. It's terrific. Hush puppies, too.
Not he the already only, like has not, a plate, yeah, and he's working on it.
Not the only puppies in this place. Starkey asking the strippers about his tick bite.
Oh,
that
God.
Is incredibly on brand. Frank Lloyd Wright, another great Lloyd. Pony furiously posting about sports, unable to be bothered by the dancers. All of these are pretty accurate. Ron Cook grumbling about the temperature or the food. Callis would drop his life savings. And then our pal Turd Sandwich. I got my ass kicked at the end zone strip club at Penn State. No lie. I'll tell you what. Lists of places where you could get your ass kicked in public. Strip club is very... If we were drafting places where you'd be nervous about getting your ass kicked, how many are higher up than like any... Like, broadly speaking, a strip club? You get out of line one time. They got people there designed to make sure you don't get out of line twice.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like a club setting in general is pretty high up there. Like any sort of nightclub is going to be high
bar,
up on that
I think
list.
A dive bar, more so than your regular yeah. bars. Your dive bars, motorcycle bars got to be way up there on the list. A place where you get your ass kicked just on principle. Motorcycle bar, dive bar, like seedy strip club. Certainly not a joint like Tootsie's.
No, no. Although I've never been. I've only ever... See, I didn't even know that existed. I know of the Tootsie's bar in Nashville, and then...
So do I.
Wasn't there like a Tootsie's or something in Southside? Or am I just nuts?
A Tootsie's? I kind of feel like there was, but I feel like it might not have been exactly called Tootsie's. But I also... There was a Tom's Diner. You're not thinking of that, were you?
No. I might
I think
just
there,
be nuts.
No, I think there was a Tootsie's down there. I think you're right. A tailgate, says Andrew, a place where you could get your ass kicked on principle. That's a pretty good one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I would say like a game.
Yeah, frat house, frat party. Ooh,
yeah.
Boy. Man, we could have done this for random power rankings. Places you're likely to get your ass kicked for just being there.
We could ask Kaboom if he's ever had that happen. But he has all that karate training from watching Cobra Kai.
The last, the last hypothetical, Doran would be watching a scary movie like Candyman 3 while everybody else is in the club.
Tony Todd, his boy.
He's like, hold on. Yeah, Tony Todd's about
late
to kill
Tony
somebody.
Todd.
There's bees crawling out of her for some reason. All right, Don, thank you for the debrief. Tootsie's Italian Beef, it was just off of Carson. All right, very active on the YouTube stream today for people, which I always appreciate. You know I'm a backer of that YouTube crowd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.